You understand, because I do, that what we're hearing is real here. It's not a radio station, not somebody's CB. It's not somebody else in the building. It's not something hokeyed up. It's real. These are voices from either another dimension, the other side. We really don't know, and my guests don't know. We're really not sure. There's no way to be sure yet. But it's real. What you're hearing is real. Make of it what you will. It's the real McCoy. That much I guarantee. We'll be right back. Back we are, and again, worth mentioning, you know, argue as we will about the technical aspects of this, the bigger picture is what you've got to keep in mind, and we sure are hearing something. All right, you two, welcome back, number 12. Let's knock them down.
All right. Now this one, you're going to hear me saying, hello, is anyone here? And then you're going to hear again what sounds like a kid saying, it's cold. It's cold.
Oh, I hate these. I do hate these. One thing you don't want it to be on the other side is cold.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Hello. Is anyone here?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, not good. Oh, that may be the worst one I've ever heard.
Really?
I'll tell you why. Because you could hear the plaintive cry of a little child. I mean, there's no other way for me to describe what I just heard. The plaintive...
Like it's suffering.
Yes, thank you. Like it's suffering. Oh, that was terrible. Here it is again. See if you all get it the same way. I think it's just, I mean, it's very concerning.
Hello, is anyone here?
Oh, jeez. You know, I just noticed something else that I could swear I heard a different intonation in the voice in the second or third
it's
loops.
Like it's stressing it.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
But this is a loop, right? So it's got to be the same. In other words, the first one, I hate to do this, but we're listening to this one again. All right, listen carefully, folks. What I think I heard, and I could be totally wrong, is I think I heard an increased stress or intonation in the voice in the second or third loop recording. Let me see.
Hello, is anyone here?
Wow. I don't know what to say about that, except that scares me.
Very sad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really sad. And I don't know how you can... I don't know if I can accept, for example, as you said earlier, that it's somebody earlier, you know, projecting earlier in their life or something. That was too much.
Well, on that one, it is hard to say that.
Sure is.
And what happened was we were doing research with the owner of the building.
Yes.
And, you know, we started asking her, you know, hey, we're getting these kids' voices. You know, is there any reason that you can think of that there would have been children here?
And
she had found out that some of the good old boys that live around there, that had been around for years and years, had said that in the early days of that building, there were rumors of child prostitution downstairs.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
All right, number 13.
All right, you're going to hear...
I can barely hear you, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
You're going to hear Brendan say, I wonder if there is a plug in here.
Right.
And a voice comes in and it says, my name's Afton or Ashton.
Here we go.
I wonder if there's a plug in here.
Either my name's Afton or Ashton. I guess we're probably using the new mic. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. I hear we're picking up too much background noise, but here it is again. Listen carefully.
I wonder if there's a plug in here.
No question about it. You hear, particularly when you do the loops with the increased gain, you pick up whatever it was in the background running ever so much more, and that really clobbers the voice, but easily changed. Boy, have you got to get some filtering.
Yeah, I am definitely starting to become aware of that.
Okay, number 14.
All right, now this one, you're going to hear me whistling, and I do this because the mic is stationary. So I'm basically letting the recording know I'm coming up to the mic.
Right.
So you hear me whistling, and then I say, okay. And then the owner of the building says, I don't think you can do it while it's still recording. She wanted me to show her some filtering technique on the program we run.
Uh-huh.
And then I say, well, probably not. And then you're going to hear a woman in the background saying, someone lied to me.
Here we go.
Okay. I don't think you can do it while you're still recording that, dude.
Probably not. Yeah, someone lied to me. That's exactly what it sounds like. Someone lied to me. In a lot of noise, but definitely there. None of these yet seem to be direct responses to anything any of you said. Well, maybe the one with the name. No, not even that one. So none of these are really direct responses yet, right?
Not too much.
Well, I mean, some are. You know, you've got me saying, hello, is anyone here? And then the voice saying it's cold.
Yeah.
Which
might or might not be a direct response.
Well, and that's correct. The one earlier of me saying, is anybody here? Tell us your name. And then the voice saying, did you want to talk to me?
Good point. That's about as close as we got so far. Okay. Number 15. I want you all to be able to answer a few questions from the audience, because I know, I mean, people listen to this and they, how could you not have questions? So, number 15.
Okay, you're going to hear Brendan say, that's scary, I wonder what happened over there. And this voice comes in and it says, it sounds like it says, tell Afton or Ashton to give up.
Okay.
That's scary. I wonder what happened over there.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're right. And that relates to number 13, right?
Yes, that's correct.
It sure does. Boy, the same subject, and what are the odds of that? Here we go.
That's scary. I wonder what happened over there.
Yeah, that's really weird. Kind of like you caught two parts of the same thought or conversation.
Well, and just the fact of having a name, I mean, that's the first time in that building that we've actually recorded anyone's name.
Really?
And it's mentioned twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like two parts of a single conversation or thought pattern.
Uh-huh.
All right. Number 16.
All right, now this one is me saying, is anybody here? Hello? And then afterwards, it sounds like a very, very young child, almost so young that he can't pronounce his words correctly.
Yes.
The only word I can truly make out is hello. And then afterwards, it sounds like he's saying, they caught me, why would you do that? But it's definitely hello.
All right, let's try it.
Is anybody here? Hello?
I agree completely. That sounds like a very young child, which is very troubling. In fact, tonight has been chock full, as Barbara said it would be, with children's voices. The last number, I'll tell you. I'm not going to be getting over, what was it, that young child a little while ago, or maybe even this one for a while, is just almost too much.
Is anybody here? Hello?
You know, I'd like to hear from some in the audience, some of you, about what you think we're hearing. These are children. I mean, can there be any question about the fact that these are children's voices, troubling children's voices? So, you know, fire me an email and let me know what you all think. I mean, what does it say about the other side or the other dimension or whatever in the heck we're hearing? Do you guys have favorite thoughts about what realm we're hearing, whether it's another dimension, whether it's simply a, you know, it just goes caught here, as you've mentioned before, or it's, you know, spirits of people who were, or whether these are perhaps spirits that never were alive? I mean, how can you know?
No, for me, I mean, in my mind, I think that these are people that have lived, had a body, and they've passed away. And, I mean, they maintain that same personality. They talk the same. I definitely don't think these are demonic or things that have never had a body. And, I mean, I know some people have suggested that to us.
Incredibly sad comes to mind after listening tonight. Gosh, some of these voices.
And some are very, and, you know, like Barbara says, I don't think they're very happy. I mean, a lot of times, I think that leads them to stay here.
Clearly.
I don't think they'd be here if they were happy.
Clearly, they're not happy. And, you know, I guess in my mind, we adults have had plenty of time to go around sinning and probably get in trouble that might keep us here or, you know, even send us down, who knows. But, I mean, children, of all things, and so many of them, it's so troubling to hear so many children's voices. They ought not. They should go straight to heaven without passing go.
That's right. That's what I told my husband one night after hearing these. There's so many children. My whole perspective about, there's just something wrong.
Yes, there's something wrong. And I have a feeling there's really something wrong with number 17. Okay, so lay it on me.
Oh, you're going to hear Brendan say, is your thing recording? And you're going to hear the owner of the building say, not yet. And Brendan says, oh, okay. And then this voice comes in and it says, you're going to die.
You're going to die. Really? Does it really say you're going to die?
Is your thing recording?
Yeah. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
You see, this is where I'd be retiring from the EVP business. You're gonna die. Now, when a voice from another dimension or the other side tells you you're gonna die, it is time to retire. Is there any question in your mind about what was said there?
Not to me, no. That's the only thing I hear.
You know, we're all gonna die.
And that, you know, that's not the only voice we've had says that.
Yeah, I know we're all going to die, but most of us not expecting tomorrow. And the suggestion by this kind of statement, you're going to die, is, hey, soon. Listen again.
Is your thing recording? Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. When you heard that, didn't you give a moment's thought to, you know, maybe I've had enough?
No. And mainly because we've heard it before. Had that been the only time we'd heard it, yeah, maybe. But
well, how was it the first time you heard it?
I think then, yeah, it took us back. It's along the lines of when you hear an EVP that says your name, that is almost the same thing. It shocks you. But then you keep going and you get it again, and, you know, it becomes part of the procedure.
Okay. Number 18.
All right. Now, this one, you're going to hear me say, okay, this is our second recording from the building. We are now getting ready to leave. And then you hear, it sounds like a woman's voice saying, it's dead.
It's dead. Here we go.
Okay, this is our second recording from the building. We are now getting ready to leave.
It's dead.
Oh, boy.
It's dead.
It's dead. Second retirement one. This is bad. It's dead. In sort of a, I don't know, there's emotion behind the voice. Listen.
Okay, this is our second recording from the end. We are now getting ready to leave.
It's dead. It's dead.
That's really bad. Really bad. I mean, you have had some bad, bad, bad recordings tonight. Good, but bad, if you know what I mean. These are concerning to me, frightening. What other words might I use to describe these? Scary. Scary. Definitely scary. It's dead or you're going to die. You know, that's scary. Come on.
I don't take it personal.
I think the whole thing is we have heard so many that it doesn't affect us. I mean, we take the voice as what it is. It's a voice that says something.
So you've never found it to be precognitive on the part of the spirit?
No. I mean, this, you know, the You're Gonna Die was recorded quite some time ago, and we're still here.
Suppose you were to hear a bus will hit you tomorrow.
I may not go out of the house, but I may. I mean, they've said a lot of, you know, I go back to a voice that we played on your show, I think the last time, that it was a man saying, I will kill you bastards.
And yes, I recall.
You know, that's a direct threat. But did anything happen? No.
Well, not yet. Time is sort of a relative thing over there, right?
Well, and that's true. I even wonder if there is a concept of time.
Right. There may not be any time. So it could be soon. It could be far. Who knows? What I do know is that many of you should have questions based on what you've heard. They don't take money for it. They've got a website. They support it with the jobs they have. You know, this is the real McCoy you're hearing. So if you have questions for Brendan Cook, Barbara McBeth, this is the half hour to do it. You ready for them?
Anytime.
All right. Let's do it. First time caller line, you're on the air with the GIS. Hi.
Hi. First of all, I can't believe I got through. I've been listening to you for 8 years. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a suggestion. When I grew up doing something we called sitting in our family, where we actually had real-time conversations with spirits. And it was supposed to be that my grandmother had, she possessed this energy, as they would refer to it. And they told us in the circle, that's what we called it, the circle, that if you had water present, it helped give them the ability to speak.
That if you, I'm sorry, if you what?
Had water, like a bowl. We have something we call the trumpet, which is what they use to pick up to speak through. And it was a metal collapsible, like, cone.
Right.
And they told us to wash it in water and have a bowl of water.
That might make sense.
And it helped the energy. And they also always told us that heaven is not up, it is out. So that could explain why there are just so many spirits everywhere. And when they would open the door, they said children are always allowed to come into the circle. They're not restricted. They always had permission, and that might be why they get so many children.
Any thoughts on why they're sounding so sad?
I don't know, because they always told us that it was the most pleasant, wonderful, you know, situation that they could ever express.
Boy, it sure didn't sound that way, and someone would.
It's just, I have actual tapes myself from the circles.
Well, I would very much like to hear what you have. Can you send that an example?
I could.
All right, then do. I'll be in touch with you. Yeah, it sounds very much like a seance. Her comment about having water present, or say a large bowl or something that might amplify a voice, any credibility to that?
Well, we certainly haven't used it before. I have heard about it. And it really could go towards the fact of, you know, you've heard of using white noise to amplify these voices. And, you know, it could be related to that.
It could be. I mean, Meeks was using a soup of tones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That allowed the voices to more easily modulate.
That's it. And we've never really gone to that point. I guess really because we've got such great results not doing it.
Yeah. All right. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with GIS. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Art?
Okay, sir.
Hey, I wanted to ask him, have they ever, like, thought about putting, you know, taking the voices and interpreting them really interesting, like, to the concept of the information that was gathered about a certain place, like the children voices? That was all in one spot, right?
Yes.
I mean,
in the same building.
All concepted to the Constitution. And that was my question, and for a comment, the one about love, I kind of heard about the sound. It sounded like that my husband is the best lover, something like that.
Now, that's interesting that you say that, because the first time I heard it, that's what I thought. I thought I heard something husband lover.
Yeah, that's what kind of caught me, with the H consonant and husband, and something like best or is the greatest or something to that effect. It was kind of garbled on that part. But
hey, caller, what do you think we're hearing here?
Well, really, I'm not really quite sure what it is. I mean, I believe in it and stuff. I believe in the other side. Now, to me, it sounds like, in my perspective, that these voices are being recorded at a level that we can't hear it, but the electronics will hear it.
Yeah.
And it's communication saying, hey, please help me, you know, like an unrested soul, you know, like a haunting, you know, once their soul is rested, you know, you find out who killed them or why they died or something like that, and their soul can rest and cross to the other side. Now, you know, kind of a general idea, perspective about it, but that's just my perception on it.
All right. Very good. Thank you. You two, do you ever get voices of people who have, in your opinion, committed suicide?
Yes.
That was a yes. Get close to the
mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
He says again, because, you know, that many believe that those who commit suicide don't ascend and or meet with the loved ones they wish to meet with on the other side. East of the Rockies. Hi, you're on the air with GIS. Good morning.
My name is Tracy. I'm calling from New York, and I would like to say congratulations, Art.
Thank you.
And I have one question. Okay, now you said you can do it yourself earlier. Now, do you need a regular tape recorder, or is it like a special type of machine you go buy to just go hear these voices?
All right. Good time to make a recommendation, if you would, folks.
Anything that records sound will work.
Okay, so I could just get like a regular tape recorder and put it in like in a room, or
if you do that, though, make sure you always use a brand new tape. never reuse tapes.
Okay, and I agree with the last. I was going to ask another question about the suicide now. Like, when people do commit suicide, can y'all get in touch with them? Or, like, you know, do they say anything? I mean, I was just wondering.
Well, it's going to really depend on that spirit. We have had the occasion to record what we believe is it was a close friend of my husband's and mine who committed suicide, and we went to their house, the house where he committed suicide. His wife and family were having haunting problems after that.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe we recorded our friend.
Do you recall what he said?
I don't think you can repeat it on the air.
I can't repeat it.
Oh, really?
He basically called Barbara's husband by a certain name.
Yeah, okay.
It's something you can't say.
All right, fine. That brings up something else. How much of what you get could we not air?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
There was actually a really...
A lot of cussing going on over there.
Well, it's just like in real life. I mean, you know, walk into a mall, and you're going to hear a lot of people just cussing for no reason.
Well, that's a very good point. Just like real life. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with GIS. Good morning.
Hi, West of the Rockies?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I've listened to your recordings with Art for several years, and I really believe in the validity of what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
I think the research is important.
I believe it is, too.
I'm very interested in the idea of the immediate response, what you get back in communication. And I have a question. If when you play these tapes and we hear, I'm sitting over here and I hear something different than what you say, can I respond to that on your website, in particular the clip number 2?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can go to our website, listen to the clips. There is an email address specifically set up for voice interpretations. It's
okay,
what I hear at ghostpicks.com.
If I could say what I heard on number 2, what I heard, I think, is an immediate response. The question was, does anyone want to talk to us? And what I hear is, I'm anyone.
Oh, really?
Really?
As opposed to, I'm really warm.
Right. No, I hear the warm as one.
Really?
And I hear, I'm anyone.
All right.
I think that's an immediate response.
You want to hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Let's play this again. And you again, so for the audience, you hear what, ma'am?
I hear, I'm anyone. Just like...
Oh, yeah. All right, you know what? I agree. I mean,
I agree, too.
Uh-huh.
So what I think is that some of these things you think aren't immediate responses, I think they are. Because I disagreed with probably only about 3 of your, what you said, but everyone hears it differently.
That's true.
And what's interesting to note is I'm anyone
would
and I'm really warm have the exact same amount of syllables.
Yeah, they do, but, you know, one is a direct response, one isn't.
That's correct.
Important distinction. Caller, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. International Line, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
Hello there. I'm calling from Nuevo León, Mexico.
Mexico. Okay, welcome.
And I think I speak for all of us when I say it's good to have you back, Art. And
thank you.
It's good to have your guests on tonight. It's a really good program. I have an experience with EVPs without a tape recorder. Like you said, they might be audible somewhere away from a tape recorder. Well, I had a ghost speak to me for... many years, the past 7 years, I've had a woman that lives in my house. She speaks to me all the time. She's a ghost. I mean, she won't respond to anything I say to her or anything like that, but I can hear her talking.
Huh.
You hear her audibly?
Yes, audibly. It's a soft-spoken voice, but in a certain part of the room that I'm in right now, actually, you can hear her speaking. Every once in a while, she'll just say something. Just
and
like your recordings, they say offhanded things. They
and that's
really
been going on.
Anything.
It's been going on how long, sir?
About 7 years.
It takes you by surprise when you hear them, doesn't it?
It used to, but they're not have anything to do with me, so I'm really I just ignore them, you know.
God,
you should try to record.
Yeah, you should try to record. I
definitely could.
Well, definitely do. If you're hearing it out loud, then you're going to get some really, really, really good EVPs, and
correct.
You can send them on to Brendan Cook and Barbara Macbeth on their website, ghostpicks.com. Funny that you would pick ghost pics, you know, in other words, obvious reference to photographs.
No, it was pick out what you want to go to. Pictures, videos, or EVP.
Okay. I might have opted for something a little more directly meaningful, ghostvoices.com or something. Probably already taken.
Oh, yeah.
First time caller line, you're on the air with the EVP folks.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if anybody has ever heard of, like if a little kid has died and they have grown, when they have, after they've died.
All right, well, all right. I see what he's saying.
I couldn't understand.
Yeah, he was asking whether there's any evidence that a little child who has died continues in the afterlife to grow. It's an interesting question.
It is, definitely. And I guess I just don't see how you could find that out. Short of, a child telling you his name, and then
growing up
a little bit later, hearing the same person saying, well, I'm that person, but in a much older voice.
It's a tough but interesting question. Thanks. Wildcard line, you're on the air with the GIS folks. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, you got me. Okay. Tape number 3. You guys still hear an extra laugh at the end of that tape?
An extra laugh. I don't think we counted them.
The woman laughing. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Billy Dawson. I'm a truck driver. I'm in California right now. But on the end of tape number 3, where the woman's laugh.
Yes.
At the very end, there's a man laughing.
Really?
Really? Number 3. All right. Well, I'll go back and listen to that. I hate to take the time right now. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with the GIS. Hi.
For taking my call.
You're very welcome. Where are you?
This is Kat, calling from Morgantown, West Virginia, home
okay.
of the Mountaineers.
All right.
First of all, Art, I'd like to veer off from the subject for a minute. I was wondering if you were able to watch the miniseries on Sci-Fi, The Triangle.
No, I did not.
You were referred to in that movie.
Was I?
Yes, and it was... about an investigative team and the executive assistant being so excited about it. And you're really excited about this. And he said, yes, this is really great stuff, that get me Art Bell on the phone kind of stuff. I must have reran that thing at least 10 times the first night. But no, my question is, I have a answering machine, old-time answering machine in the kitchen.
Oh, yes.
It's plugged into the outlet. It has the phone line plugged in, but not into the phone line outlet. I went from landline to cell phone. I happened to be washing dishes one night, and this red button is flashing as though I have a message. And it's like, well, like, ooh, and the hair on the back of my neck stands up, and I go ahead and press the button, and there's really nothing there. And I listened to at least 30 minutes of the tape. There's a really small answering machine tapes. Now, I could hear background noises like children, but I'm... the gentleman just said a moment ago that it would be better to use a brand new tape.
Of course.
So I'm
yes.
wondering, could that be just a rollover, or could I put that into another piece of equipment?
Okay, well, it could be. Look, the reason they say use a blank tape is obvious. A lot of times when an erase head hits a tape, it doesn't completely erase what was on it. So you always have the obvious risk of having something like that, particularly with a telephone answering machine that's probably been recorded over 5 million times.
True. I never thought of that. That's probably an imprint then there. Well, thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. And I didn't mean to answer the question
right. No, I just wanted to know if maybe I could pick it up better, or it's probably been recorded over.
You would have to imagine, because it's been recorded so many times, that it is exactly that. You guys would agree, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Because it can bleed through.
Yeah, it really can. So to be sure of what you're doing, use a blank tape. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with the GIS. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sophia from Eureka, California.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi. Congratulations, Art.
Thank you.
And I had a theory about the children. From what I know, when a person dies, say it's like a really traumatic death, they are more likely to stay as either ghosts or like earthbound spirits.
Right.
So that maybe when a child dies, it's more of a traumatic thing or more of a shock to the child. It's more likely that a child would stay around in that as an earthbound spirit, whereas an adult who passes away, it's not as much of a shock or a traumatic event.
Well, and that's definitely the case. I mean, children don't seem to have this concept of mortality. I mean, they really, especially if you look at the what sounds like the ages of the children that we record, mm-hmm. they're young enough that they really wouldn't understand death. I mean, they don't understand that, you know, you go to sleep and you're not going to wake up.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe that you have to understand you're dead before you move on?
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, I do. I think so. And I think that a big reason that they are still remaining in this in-between place is that they don't realize that they're dead. They're confused.
Well, it's still, I'm sorry. Thank you very much for the call. I'm sorry we're out of show. It's still very troubling to hear the voices of young children, particularly young children in distress. I mean, that one you had was just over the top, guys. Really over the top. Those get to me like no other. Listen, as always, what a pleasure to have you on. Thank you.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
And, you know, a lot of people have got to be left, you know, scratching their heads going, well, it really does seem like there is something to this. Your website is ghostpix.com, right? And they can hear these and many, many others and also give you feedback and get in touch with you and all the rest of that and even get recommendations on how to do this for themselves, right?
That's it.
Okay, folks, again, it's been an honor to have you on the program. I really buy into all this, and you have a good night.
Thank you.
Right, and if you missed the first hour of the program, folks, you really might want to take a moment out for those stations that repeat and listen very closely to what's coming up.